Hi, is this David?
Who's this?
It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to talk?
What's that about?
Your Scottish redress claim.
Aye. Okay.
Yeah, is it convenient to talk now, or do you want me to call back a different time?
No, it's all good, fine. It's fine, right.
Okay. Let me just get my system.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in order to be compliant with data protection, can you provide me with your date of birth and address, please?
Six Standing Court, Robbery. Strawberry Bone Explosion, EH51 9HF.
Yeah. And your date of birth?
7th of May 1957.
Lovely, that's great, thank you. I need to make you aware that during the call, if you disclose anything that may be safeguarding, I need to make a referral to the local authority. Before I do that, I'd explain to you and discuss the reason why and what it's about. I need to make you aware as well that the call is recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Okay. So today is just to gather some more information about the impact of your time in care for your application. What age did you go into care?
About 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. And did you go into care at the same local authority where you were born? Like the area?
It was Woodens Hall and Pullman.
Do you remember what local authority that would be under?
Falkirk Council.
Falkirk. Okay. Thank you. If I do go quiet, it's just because I'm typing and gathering the information that you're letting me know. If you do need a break at any point, just let me know. So the care settings that I've got in the system, I've got Wooden Hall. Then I've got Kitten House.
Yes.
And then I've got the Glade.
G-L-E-D, Glade School Scoon, Perthshire.
Let me go in and edit this. So the first Wooden Hall, I've got as Polmont Falkirk.
Yes. Kippenhead is done in near Perthshire.
So it's just making sure that we've got all the right addresses, because we're going to send, obviously, subject access requests. So Kippen House, I've got done in Perthshire, and the last one I've got down is the Glade.
The Glade School Scoon, Perth.
Glade School.
G-L-E-D School.
Ah, they spelled it wrong.
G-L-E-D School.
And that's in Perthshire.
Scoon. Perth. Scoon. S-C-O-N-E, Scoon of Scotland.
So you say Scoon?
Scoon,
yeah. Lovely. I've amended that, so that's all on there.
And the last one would be Pumby Village in Edinburgh.
I've just bear me for a second, sorry.
Pumby Village.
I've just got to go back into it. So what year was that one in Edinburgh?
So between Kitten House. Between Kitten House and Glade School and Edinburgh, there's all the different dates and different times.
Yeah, so Wooden Hall I've got down is 1960, then Kitten House
That's the first hole I was into, maybe, I was there maybe a year or 2 years.
Yeah, and then Kitten House, I've got down to 62.
I was doing it, Kitten House, so it was about 4 or 5.
So then the Glaive, I've got down to 64.
And we're sent to the Glaive School.
Then, yeah.
Then from there, I got sent, we were sent to Humby Village.
Humby Village, let me write that down, bear me for a second.
Humby Village, Edinburgh.
Is it P-U-M?
Pardon?
Is it P-U-M-B-Y?
Humber, H-U...
Oh, Humber.
Humber, Humber Village.
Sorry. And that was in Edinburgh, that one.
I just stayed in Edinburgh somewhere.
Do you remember what year you started there?
Yeah, I mixed it between 12, 13, 14. I was in between two homes, you know what I mean? Because... then two homes.
Was that at the same time?
Aye, I meant being in grade school, but they sent me to this loony fucking school, you know what I mean?
Was it like an additional needs school?
Aye, it's all loonies.
So you live between two settings. Can you remember the name of it?
Aye, Humby Village.
Okay. So it was... I live between two settings, Humber Village and the Glaive, wasn't it?
Probably won't find that, but anyway.
It's alright, the local authorities should have details of like the school settings and things so we can see what they've got in the archives.
And if you complain, you go batter, so it's good saying that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you complain, you go batter. So I made it really, really hell for them.
Okay. So what age did you leave from there?
Glaive School. And I was in and out that two homes in. I left school when I was 13, 14. I ran away.
So after you ran away, where did you go?
To my brother's house. The police come and got me, but my brother says he's going to keep me and take custody of me.
Okay, and did you stay with your brother after that?
Yeah. Aye, for a couple of years, yes.
Lived with older brother. How old is your brother?
He's 70.
How old was he at the time when he looked after you? So... you about 16?
I would have been about 14.
Yeah, how old is your brother? Is he about 16? Is he 2 years older than you?
No, he's older than that. He's married. He's 23, 24.
23, 24, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you lived with your brother, what happened then? After then? Did you leave and get your own place, or...?
No, I went down to Bristol.
Was that in care?
No. I went down with my other big brother. Get a job.
And how old were you then?
16. 17. 16 or 17.
Yeah. Okay. And then what did you do up to 21? Did you stay in Bristol?
No, I floated about for a couple of years.
So was that just travelling all over England or...?
England, Scotland, aye.
Was you homeless in that time?
Yes.
And what actual age was that?
Maybe a couple of years squatting about and sleeping rough and that for about 2 years or so.
So probably, are we talking about age 20?
Yeah. Yeah, my neck is going.
Not a lady. Yeah, did you move in together?
Kind of like this. I had the three wings here. Three kids.
Ah, so you have three kids.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
It didn't last long because it only lasted about 5 years maybe.
That's still quite a long time for a relationship these days, isn't it? 5 years.
Yeah, but I couldn't handle being tied in.
You found it a struggle, was it?
Yeah, it's my fault.
So lasted 5 years.
And any relationship after that?
Yeah.
No, in the last year, maybe 6 months, 3 months, a year. That's a year, which then I never had a steady relationship. So I met another lassie who I went to her and all.
So is it like all your romantic relationships you struggle with, like maintaining that and having that person close?
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually good evidence for your case as well. So I'm going to write that down.
And the longest relationship I ever had in my whole fucking life is with Janice.
Was that this 5 year one?
No, 17 years.
Longest relationship. And who was, were you married or anything?
No. I was living on the streets. And I met her in the pub. I went back to Stavia. 17 years later.
So you didn't live together, you had separate sort of time?
No, I was living rough.
Yeah, let me just write that down.
I was living rough and she came in. Stavia, I was sleeping in a tent and that, and I mean, just getting odd jobs and that. And
yeah, just to get yourself going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And busking on the streets.
Did you play any instruments or anything?
Yeah, harmonica.
Oh, amazing. Can you still do it now?
I'm really, really good at it.
Oh, that's cool. I've just put that in your record. I'm going to say for money. For money. Okay. What school did you attend in your childhood? Is that the Glaze School? Was that like a live-in school?
Chippen House was done in primary school.
Done in primary school, okay.
Bits of records of that.
Yeah. Sometimes school records have got, you know, information that might help your care records. Say you've gone in with a bruise or something and school have noted it down. That helps towards your claim. Does that make sense? So, done at primary school. Was there any other schools that you attended?
Yes, well, the grade school was a home and a stay-in school. You were locked in. You were locked in.
Yeah.
We were locked in rough and fucking jail.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that down here, actually, because it's important we hear your voice in your impact statement that's sent to panel. About like a jail, and you were locked in. Okay. Can I just check what's your GP contact details? Who's your GP or surgery?
King Glass Bonnet.
King
Glass Bonnet. Doctor. Yeah.
Whereabouts are they?
Bonnet.
Oh, Bonnet. Okay. Thank you.
got to our...
Yeah. And then...
Can't mind
you then. Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll search for that and we'll do the subject access request to them as well.
Okay.
Do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment, so like social care or counselling or anything like that?
No, I don't like anybody.
Is that due to trust in people?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done everything to go against authority.
Yeah. And is that something you learn in your time in care?
Yes.
Okay.
And you just get used to your beatings.
Yeah.
It hit back and then that's when you put me to Humby Village. Fucking.
Yeah.
It was a wee bit.
Just like these little bits down, because is it really important that these are captured for you?
I've never been back after my, well, I mean, I've never taken another doing if I was 15. Anybody come near me, I knocked them out.
Hmm.
No one's ever. Yeah.
Was that like a protective measure?
Yes. I learned how to fight and box.
Let me just write that down.
Anybody starts me and I'm knocking them out, simple as that. I've done it a few times. I've been into trouble for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's your trauma, isn't it? That's making you do that.
Yeah, if I was brought up with a family or anything like that, and no homes or nothing, I wouldn't have a conversation.
Yeah. You've got a lot of trauma, haven't you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you got any mental health diagnosis?
Well, I can't read, I can't write.
Let me write that down.
Can't read and I can't write and have my own business.
It sounds like you've done very well.
I've been taking death here.
Amazing, well done.
No one let me on, I just went for an interview and got it.
That's amazing.
I knew enough to call the forms up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Name and address, phone number, that was it, that's all I wanted. As long as you could paint.
Yeah, you've done really well. Well done.
I was doing banks, hotels, restaurants, everything.
That's really good. Have you got any mental health, such as like depression or anxiety or personality disorders?
I don't know, because I've never been diagnosed for anything. And I had two strokes last year as well.
Okay.
Two.
Have you, are you under treatment for both of those now?
Yeah, I get,
So you're actually engaging with them?
I get, pension credit and I get DOA.
I mean, are you engaging with the medical professionals?
No, I don't trust any of them.
Because, are you on medication and things?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they send you any appointments to go, because obviously it's really important that that's followed up, have you gone?
No, I missed loads of them because I came too short and forgot to go.
Are you following that up though?
No, I can't be really bothered with it. Well, I mean, it comes to you, isn't it?
So what you need to do for that, because obviously it's really important, is that you give them a call and ask for another appointment, because strokes are quite serious. It can be quite serious.
Yeah, I get fucked too much in now and again, and I don't need anybody's help. I don't want that to do with authority at all.
I know.
I went to court. I understood there, ignored the judge and everybody, because I just told them I've no sense of authority at all. I don't know what they're saying, what they're doing or anything. I just don't acknowledge money.
Okay. So, if you've had a stroke, it's really... Yeah, you've had two. It's really important that you go to the hospital and keep those appointments and get monitored.
I go every month. They give me a check-up every month, an MOT.
Yeah.
I caught an MOT.
Yeah.
But I won't see the same person all the time because I don't trust anybody else.
Yeah. But you do need to go to the hospital. So, like, your GP can't monitor that. It needs to be, like, at the hospital under a consultant.
I can't stand hospitals.
I know. It is really difficult. But strokes are quite serious.
Yeah, I know. If I die, I die. I'm not past caring, really. You know what I mean? I just give up.
But it's really important that you don't.
I've been on my own for the last 2 years.
Hmm.
I've had a couple of girlfriends, but...
You're important, though.
Yeah.
As a person, you are important. And it is really important that you go to the hospital. I know you don't like it. My dad was exactly the same. But just go for the bit that you need to do and then come home. That's it.
I went. You see me and that was it. That's it.
Will you give the GP a call and see if you can get rebooked in?
Yeah, I could do that in the bar.
Yeah? See if you can get seen by the stroke clinic.
I've just been up there last week to Dr. Can't remember his name. I've got a memory loss as well.
Yeah. That's probably due to the stroke, so you've got some cognition difficulties. But if you're under the stroke team, they can monitor that and they can get some support in for you with it.
Yeah, my wife's ended in my house.
Yeah, but you don't have to go, they don't have to come to your house. Sometimes you can go to them. So there's places like Headway and things like that, and rehabilitation units, and they help you. I know, but if it's your memory, you do need to rebuild that, don't you?
I know enough to get by.
Yeah. It's difficult to trust people, I know.
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
The only person I trust is my daughter.
Does she help you?
Yeah, and she's ill herself, not me.
Yeah.
She's an alcoholic.
So you probably need a bit of extra support then, don't you?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Okay, have you ever done any self-harm?
What things?
So self-harm is things such as burning yourself, cutting yourself, picking at your skin.
Done all that.
Okay, let me write this down. Is this as a child?
Yes.
And what age did it start?
I stood in front of a car once and I ran over. That's not right, is it?
It's a cry for help, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you ever get any help for that?
No, I just ran away.
What age did you do that?
13.
Okay, so what age did you stop the self-harm?
When I moved in my jazz.
What age was that about?
Jazz, moved in the jazz too. I'm 17 years or 3 years ago.
So about
I've been away for like 3 years. And I had 17 on to that. That's how long I've been there. I told her everything.
So, what age did you... Do you still do self-harm?
No.
It's like burning yourself, cutting yourself?
Oh, I was in an accident 2 weeks ago.
What was that?
Somebody knocked me off my bike, scooter.
Is it a mobility scooter?
No, 125. The insurance company is dealing with this now. I've not been on the bike for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give it a wee try. I was coming round the roundabout. This car, I've got it on camera and everything.
Yeah.
It knocked me off my bike.
Did you get injured from that?
The lawyer coming out from Glasgow. Come all the way from Glasgow to see me and took pictures of my body and my bruises and everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, when you were a child, you mentioned that you did self-harm. So, you said, was it burning, cutting yourself?
No.
Did you pick at your skin?
No.
What else did you do?
Set my hair on fire. I just want to shoot it at the light, my head on fire.
Was it intentional to end your life that, or was it just...
I just thought it was funny to light my head, see what it would do.
So you thought it'd be funny?
Yeah, so I shave all my hair off.
And did they do any referrals for you at that point? Like to speak to anyone?
No, you're in a home. Couldn't talk to anybody or anybody. Couldn't talk to anybody.
Okay. And what age were you when you did the set your hair on fire?
I'm at 14. My hair was in at my back.
Did it grow back?
Yeah. I was going back for about a couple of minutes. Probably gained about 5-6 inches off my hair.
And what age did this all start? Were you quite young or were you a teenager?
Yeah, I've done everything to go against the system.
So what age did it start? Were you?
About 7 to about 15.
Okay.
You were meant to go to school. You used to tie ropes across the road so the cars run into the rope and went down to Dunnan one night and with all the tyres in every car that was there.
Mm.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Have you had any other attempts to end your life apart from the one that you've mentioned about placed in front of the car?
No, because I can't stand jags. I can't take drugs. I just can't take odd jags or anything. I'd be the worst junkie ever.
So you've not made any ever attempts at ending your life, no?
No, not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
I'm only kidding.
There is support, you know, if you do feel like that. Are you getting those thoughts at the moment?
I can't trust one of them.
Yeah.
I can't trust anything.
So, can I give you the local crisis team number to where you are?
People before and they might go to the mess for you.
Well, I can guarantee these people that I give you the telephone number for will help you in terms of your mental health and how you're feeling, because you shouldn't be on your own with those thoughts.
No.
Can I give you their telephone number?
Yeah. What's the number?
Yeah, let me just get that for you. Just getting it. So if you ring 111 and press option 2.
Option 2.
Yeah. What you do is you speak to them about how you're feeling, about the thoughts that you're getting about ending your life. Okay, and they will support you with that. Yeah, so it isn't something that you should be doing on your own, or even just you and your daughter. Is that okay to do that today after we finish our call?
I'll try that night.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you can trust them. Yeah.
Alright, cool.
You've gone through a lot in your life. These people in mental health services will support you with that. It also, if it's documented, it can help towards your claim.
When the COVID was out.
Yeah.
I caught COVID. I was in the hospital. And I went down to 7 stone and 8.
Yeah.
7 stone I was. My face collapsed in my teeth fell out, my hair fell out.
Yeah.
Couldn't walk. Or anything.
Yeah.
Then, in the real life, I had an overactive thyroid.
That's why
I get my weight checked every month and my health and my throat for cancer as well. They're always putting me down the new, you know what I mean?
Do you smoke?
I stopped smoking for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was in the pub one night, my girlfriend, and started smoking again. I don't smoke so much as I did then.
Have you had throat cancer before?
No.
Okay.
We're keeping an eye on that.
Yeah. Got to think about lung cancer as well, haven't you? So yeah, a monthly check now, yeah?
Yes. It was the dentist that found it out when I went to get false teeth in my teeth are all, I've got falsers. I was meant to go back to it, and I forgot when I should go to the dentist.
What did the dentist find?
Pignums, white pignums or red pignums.
Pigmentation?
Yes.
Is that in your mouth?
Yes, for cancer.
A dentist.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
I'm under 11 stone.
And that's because of your thyroid, isn't it? Which you would have had lifelong anyway. So,
yeah.
So that was around 2021.
I can make a dinner, but I don't eat it all.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No.
Have you ever received any counselling or therapy?
No. Well, that place in Humber Village in Edinburgh. I know it's not a very nice thing to say, but that was all like spastics and weenies and popmeriums and legs and stuff like that, and they were all kind of mongrels and spastics. I know it's a very bad thing to say that. I can't like to them people. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand. Do you want to explain that again? Sorry.
I'm saying... The school sent me to was like people with no legs and arms and like a mongo or a spastic. And I could interact with them for some reason, I don't know why. No sense to keep
it. Did they think that you had additional needs then?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got OCD, I've actually got to my kids. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm blaming all this on the social work department.
When did you get diagnosed with OCD?
No, okay. I haven't, no, I mean, my boss had it.
Oh, so you think you've got OCD?
I've got it. I've got a cleaning disorder.
Oh, so is that on your medical records?
Don't know, maybe not, I don't know. My house is spotless.
Okay, so you know when you give the GP a call, we were talking about the stroke team referral, ask your GP to review you for OCD, so it's on your record. Because we can use that as...
Well, I can't read it anyway, so...
Yeah, so that have you ever been...
I know enough to get by.
Yeah. So, you mentioned you'd given something to your children. What was that?
OCD.
Okay.
And my grandson's got it.
Is it something called autism and ADHD?
Yeah, that's it.
ADHD?
That's what I've got, aye.
Ah, so you never have had a diagnosis for that?
No.
Okay.
What interesting.
Okay, what I need you to do is go to your GP and ask for the diagnosis, because it's really good evidence that the care setting didn't pick that up when you were in care.
They did. I think we cut it and got bumped. And I was only...
Did they get a diagnosis for you?
I don't know. I went to her anyway. I'm talking about when I was 10.
Yeah.
I stayed the same height for about 5 years. And I've seen doctors and that, Perth and all that, but then younger me growing bigger than me, you know what I mean?
Hmm. But that's probably down to the thyroid, isn't it?
No. That,
you weren't getting enough in nutrition in you.
You never got fed, you were fucking starved.
Yeah. So if you weren't getting the right nutrition and you've got an overactive thyroid, you will have had your growth stunted slightly.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Never fed you either.
I'm going to write that down.
Lucky you got about a toast in the morning. Dinner with a bowl of soup and a roll. And dinner with... I'm just fucking broke for dinner.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Let me just write this down, sorry, again.
You used to eat paper.
You used to eat paper, was that because you were hungry?
Yeah, and toothpaste.
Let me write that down. So you used to eat toothpaste and paper.
Yeah. And we broke into the pantry one night and...
Yeah.
Stole everything. We got a doom for that, like. So I went across the farmer's shed and set a coon fire and make a bull.
Yeah.
A fried bull that was meant to go on the first show that year. That month.
So you set fire to the farmer's... What was it said? You still there? David? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think the signal went then, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I put chicken on in a pot and I fucking burnt all.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna put stuff on. I burnt tatties last week, and you burnt tatties.
So, you know, I've missed a little bit from what you were saying. You mentioned you set fire to something of the farmers. What did you set fire to?
A prize bull.
Oh. And what happened after that?
I got a fucking jam. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's when we got sent to the Glebe school. I was doing everything in my power to upset everybody. I wasn't going to fuck about anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, who
knew? You were unhappy, weren't you, though?
I wasn't doing nothing, nothing.
Mm.
I didn't go on trips, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, or nothing. Until I went to the Glebe school.
Mm.
Then, I was always driving the boots, doing things, so they put me in a bus and drew me about 10 miles away from school.
Hmm.
They told me to run back.
That's awful, isn't it?
And I come 10 minutes at running. I will medal certificates. I used to run for Edinburgh Harriers in Edinburgh. I beat Steve Cram, I beat Steve Orett. I beat quite a few good runners in my time. Do you know what I mean? I've got medals.
Very well done.
I've got medals, certificates and everything.
When you were in care, did you ever go to hospital as a child?
Yes.
Do you remember what hospital it was?
It's not there anymore. Bridge of Erm.
Arden, A-R-D-E-N.
Bridge of Erm.
Oh, Bridge of... Can you spell the last bit? Urn. Is it U-R-N?
Yeah, former, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, just remembered.
Knocked it down about 2 years ago.
Okay, let me write that down.
For the... my appendix. Appendix operation.
Okay.
That was about 13.
Okay.
And I went back in again for a hernia operation.
And what age were you then?
Oh, about 13 as well.
Oh, you had a bad year that year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was walking up the city back then.
Oh, you've gone away from the phone. Can't hear you very well.
Yeah?
Can't hear you very well. You've gone away from the phone.
Yeah.
You're forgetting you're speaking to me.
Yeah, I'm
well. Because you're doing stuff, aren't you, at the same time?
Yeah, well, I can't. I seem to be trying to do things like this.
Okay, so when we get a copy of your care records, do you want to see what's on those care records?
No.
Okay. And do you provide us consent to contact everybody?
Yeah.
To get copies, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got any convictions?
Yes. Because I've been homes.
So is it on your police record?
Yes.
Okay, what have you got on there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Batting the guy's salt.
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay. And have you got any... Or have you had any issues with using drugs at all?
No, I've been working on clever, not me.
I remember you saying that. What about alcohol?
No.
You mentioned that your daughter's an alcoholic.
Yes, I used to be an alcoholic.
And what age did you start drinking?
Fucking 12.
Okay. And what age did you stop?
I'm not actually stopped. I have a drink on a Saturday.
When did you change it to Saturday only?
No, a couple of months ago. I used to drink every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And did they tell you about the impact of that with having strokes?
No, boy. Didn't bother me. I don't think it'll be there now.
Yeah. So, it's dangerous to just stop drinking when you've been drinking every single day. Because your body can go into...
Fuck all that.
Yeah. So, let me just see if I can find you an alcohol service, because they can sometimes do it over the telephone.
Actually, stayed in my bed for about a week. I couldn't get in the fucking bed.
Yeah, it is really dangerous to just stop. Let me find a local telephone number for you, because I don't want you to be putting yourself at risk by doing that.
If I can have a couple of halves every night, that's about it. You know what I mean?
Let me just find you your local service.
I need to drink to sleep.
So you do have it every day still?
No, not no drink now. I only drink at night.
Okay. So I want you to give these people a call as well. Let me just find.
Up in the morning and have a drink, because I wouldn't come off it, you know what I mean?
I think give these people a call.
I only drink at night.
And they can help you if you're wanting to reduce it and things. Have you got a pen there?
Yeah, under control anyway.
Well, these people, I don't want you to like put yourself at risk, so just double check what you're doing with them, and they'll be able to make sure it's safe. Yeah? Can I give you their telephone number?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're Forth Valley Alcohol and Drug Partnership.
I don't do drugs.
No, this is the service, that's just what they're called. And the telephone number is 01786.
Yeah, 0178. Did you say 6?
Yeah.
6.
454.
491.
787. And rather than you do that on your own and put yourself at risk, if you just give them a call, they'll be able to make sure that you're doing it safely. Obviously, with your stroke and things, we need to make sure that, you know, you're getting the best care, don't we?
Yeah, they get a carer, but...
They won't be carers, they just give you a chat on the phone. Yeah?
You get a carer if you want, but...
Have you got a social worker? Now?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. What age did you leave care then? I think we've mentioned this. Is it 14, wasn't it? And do you have a preference of a male or female advisor from our service to support you all the way through?
I don't have a woman, but well.
You can have a man or a woman.
A woman.
Okay, so that'll be me then. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll support you, so you don't have to repeat yourself, because obviously I can see my notes and I know what we spoke about before. So...
Yeah, I mean, next week and I might forget all.
That's fine. So because I'm worried about your cognition, so your cognition is like your memory, I think we need somebody to support you for that.
It's only in the glass.
I think it's just, yeah, I think you might have had like a TIA or something, maybe. So when you have stroke, sometimes you get warning signals, like TIAs.
What's that?
They're like mini strokes. So if you've only noticed it over the last couple of days.
No, gone for months. Sometimes I can't get raised, but my legs fucking seized up and...
Yeah. I do need you to contact your GP as an urgent for that.
I've seen him, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I've seen him last week.
Yeah. Okay. I can give you the council's telephone number for, you know, to get some support in terms of helping you with your memory and things?
I'm getting back to normal, small. I don't know if I'm normal or not, right?
Yeah, it takes a while, and sometimes you don't go back fully to what you were before.
Yeah.
Can I find the telephone number for adult social care?
Adult social care.
Yeah, they can get some help and support
you. Is that me?
There's another thing called Corsicoff you can get when you've been drinking for a long time.
Yeah, I get a pension and I get...
No, not talking about your finances.
Right.
I'm talking about when you've been drinking for a long time. You've been drinking since age 12 and you're now, how old are you now, 60?
67.
You're 68. Yeah. You're 68 now, so that's a long time of drinking alcohol. And there's something called Corsicoff, and it affects your memory.
Yeah, my daughter is Peter Pan.
He's not being Peter Pan. But I need you to go to your GP and get this checked.
I just keep forgetting something.
I know you're forgetting. Have you got that piece of paper that I asked you to write things down on?
Yeah, it's here.
Okay, can you write down Corsicoff?
Are you still on Corsicoff?
So, I know you're not great at you're reading and writing, but if I spell it, can you write it down?
Aye.
So, K-O-R...
K-O-R...
S-A...
S... E.
K O.
K O.
F F.
F.
F for fish or Freddy.
F fish.
Yes. F for fish. So just two F's at the end. And ask your GP if he could check you for that.
What is it? What's that for what?
It's called Corsicoff.
Corsicoff.
Yeah.
Right.
And it affects your memory.
It affects my memory of two strokes.
Mm-hmm. So right. we need to get you checked for that. And I need to give you a telephone number for adult social care as well.
I can get that. I wanted it.
Yeah, shall I get that number for you?
I don't want anybody in that house.
They can do it by telephone. A lot of the time, but they do like to come to your house just to check that you're okay.
My house is spotless.
Yeah, they're not after, they don't worry about your cleaning. They want to check that you're okay. And sometimes you can't see on the telephone how people are. It's nice to come and just see if you're okay.
I hope being in my house and they're ashamed of their own house, you know what I mean? My house is nicer than theirs.
It's not about that though. It's about, you know, like with your memory, making sure that you've got everything and things.
I'm a cleaning fanatic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you okay if I make that referral for you?
Yeah,
lovely. I'll do that for you. I'll do it as a safeguarding referral.
No, I won't do it. Is it sending a letter or a phone call? Because I don't know.
Yeah, so what I'll do is normally it's by telephone or we do it online. To do that safeguarding referral. But you won't get a copy of that. They'll just make contact with you.
Yeah, see, I've been on the phone this morning to you and I'm just what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Your but every time I seem to get distracted.
Yeah.
And
you're struggling with that.
No, I just keep forgetting to fucking on.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get that sent across to adult social care and we'll get a little bit of extra support in for you. Obviously, all this will help towards your claim as well. So if you've got people involved, we can use that in terms of your claim as well. Okay?
I'm not really bothered with money. I'm not money orientated, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So let me tell you about the process. It's going to take about 10 months, okay? I'm going to be your main point of contact, so you only get, you can just speak to me, so you don't have to keep explaining yourself again. The number that's come up on your telephone, if you save that number, that's my number, okay? What I'm going to do now is we're going to get some subject access requests and we're going to gather some information.
Was it 615-638-16?
Yeah, that one.
What's your name?
Natalie. MMA Legal.
Eh?
MMA Legal.
MMA.
Yeah, Legal. And this is about your Scottish redress claim.
Legal, how do you spell legal? L?
L-E.
E.
G.
C.
A.
E.
L.
Your name is Nat.
If you just put Nat, it's fine. N-A.
No, what's your name? M.
Natalie, but you can call me Nat.
Listen, listen, N. My name, M.
N for normal.
A name or a name? A name or a name?
It's our accents, isn't it? I'm from...
Or an E, right, an E.
Yeah, yep. Just put that.
The O, no?
No, just N-A-T, just call me Nat.
N-A-T, Nat.
Yep, that's fine.
Right, Nat, okay.
Alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to get all that information that we need, and we're going to get your case put forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't have to go to the panel, it's a closed door, okay? But you'll be aware of the date that it's going to be held. So as part of our compliance, okay, I need to let you know the options. And because we're recording the call, we need to make sure that you're clear. So I need to confirm these with you. Okay, so you're entitled to do your own claim to Scottish Redress independently and research your own evidence.
I can't do that.
That's fine. You're also able to instruct a different solicitor from England or Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000.
I just want one person to deal with this. No, I'm not.
I just need to let you know what other options you've got.
I don't want any other options. I just want this.
You just want this and like MMA Legal. That's fine. So I'll just let you know that the other solicitors, they normally charge a £2,000 fee. And that's whether you win or lose, okay? We don't do that. We've opted out of the fee for Scottish Redress. So we don't get that £2,000 if you win or lose. We only get our fee from what you win. It's 20%. And if you lose, you don't get no charge, okay? So we're completely independent and we act for you. You've got a 14-day cooling-off period. So you can wait 14 days or you can proceed immediately with us gathering information.
Anything to deal with but you?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to wait 14 days?
Oh, I don't want to wait 14 days.
No? You're happy to proceed straight away?
Yes, I want you to go.
That's fine. That's not a problem. Okay, so do you have any questions for me?
No.
No? You've got my number, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you do get any questions, you can give me a call at any point.
You stay in England?
Yes.
You're right in England?
Believe it or not, we're in Liverpool at the moment. I don't sound like Liverpool, do I?
I've been to Liverpool.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah. Edinburgh's nice as well. I like it in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice. A lovely time when I went to Edinburgh.
You set it up with all the men?
No.
No.
So, if you do have any questions, okay, David, about your claim, just obviously give me a call at any point. We will send more communications to you in the post, and we will, once we get the information back through, we'll give you a call and just double-check everything. All right?
It's okay.
So thank you very much for your time today, and we'll speak to you again soon.
remember that.
Have you got everything?
Yeah, thank you very much for all that, Natalie.
No worries, you take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.